Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
Welcome back and thanks for tuning in and downloading this week's episode of Booking the Territory. In a minute, I'm going to welcome on this week's guest, Khan Abadi, who is the mastermind behind Hood Slam in Oakland, California. Yes, that is the same Hood Slam that previous show guest, Drugs Motherfrickin' Bunny, came from. Before we get into my discussion with Khan, y'all know I got to say thanks to all the sponsors that sponsor our show. Thanks to Jason Smith, your trusted Farmers Insurance agent. Jason works in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he can help you out with all of your insurance needs from auto, home, commercial, life, and health in the state of Texas. Even if you have Farmers already, still give Jason a call for a free assessment and quote. I had Farmers as an agent as well. Jason was still able to save me $400 on my home coverage. Thanks again, Jason. I really appreciate it. You can contact Jason directly at 972-834-2516, or you can email him at jason@goodguyllc.com. If you missed any of that, just go over to our Facebook page, Booking the Territory, where we have his business card uploaded. Also want to say thanks again to TNA's Wrestling Palace, located in Traders Village. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they're your one-stop shop for all of your wrestling memorabilia needs. Give my buddy Arturo a call over there at 469-337-8537. Even if you don't live in DFW, they will ship to you. He can hook you up, so give him a buzz. Also, thanks to Better Choices, which was co-founded by healthy lifestyle coaching duo Eric and Malika Beal of New Orleans, Louisiana. When it comes to healthy lifestyle tips, recipes, meal planning, motivation and support, or personal healthy lifestyle coaching, Better Choices is the vehicle to get you there. Whether your goal is to lose 10 or 100 pounds, Better Choices can help you. Contact Eric and Malika on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Pinterest at Better Choices CO. You can also find them on the web at www.betterchoices.co. Big thanks again to all of our sponsors who support the show. We really appreciate it. And honestly, I couldn't do a show without them because they helped me cover some of the production costs that goes into the podcast. So here we go, fans. This is what we got going on this week. Like I said, we got Khan that's going to be on from Hood Slam. He's going to break it down, throw us some good Hood Slam stuff, give us some nuggets about how Hood Slam got started, talk about what's going on currently with Hood Slam. Khan, again, if you're listening to this, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on. Like I told you, we're going to get to the rest of them Hood Slam folks out there. I know the Stoner Brothers. I want to get them on. Brittany Wonder, numerous other Hood Slam folks. Just hang tight. I'm working through it, but I will get you all on. As far as the show goes this week, besides Khan, we got Doc Turner is back this week. He is saltier than ever in a pissy ass mood. I got Hardbody Harper, who's supposed to come back as well. It seemed like based on Twitter feedback, everybody liked Harper. So Harper, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming back. Remember, I always say this, subscribe to us on Podbean, Stitcher, or iTunes, because when you subscribe, you're going to make sure you get the weekly episodes automatically downloaded, whichever device you use. So please subscribe to us. That way you automatically get them. Remember, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Mike504Saints is mine, and at the podcast Twitter at BTT_podcast. Also, please do me a favor. Give us a like on Facebook.com/ Booking the Territory. And that way I always post the shows there weekly after we drop them. Do not forget, as you know, the way we do the review portion of our show is we take your comments and your thoughts, and those become the topics of the show. It's all about the fans for this podcast. After we do the interviews, we like you involved. So make sure you send in those weekly show topics and comments based on WWE, Ring of Honor, TNA, whatever else you want us to talk about and discuss. We will do our best to get you on. Like I said, every submission that gets sent in to us for the show will get a shout out. So I appreciate all of those. And we got a bunch this week that you guys sent in. We also are going to go through and play our little game we play whenever WWE has a pay-per-view where we grade it 1 to 10, how we're going to do the match. As long as we got enough time, we're going to get that covered tonight as well. And like I said, please subscribe to us again on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. We appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter and give us a like on Facebook. I can't ask for anything more than that. I hope y'all enjoy the show. So without any further ado, I got Khan coming up from Hood Slam, and then as soon as I am done with Khan, hang tight, and it's time for us to for Doc Harper and I to basically insult each other as we address your Twitter and Facebook comments from the week that was in professional wrestling. Thank you. Let's get to my discussion with Khan from Hood Slam.
Okay, Booking the Territory fans, like I was telling you all, I have the one and only Khan Abadi from Hood Slam on tonight. He and I are going to sit down and talk a little bit about Hood Slam. He's going to tell us his story, and we're going to talk about what happened at Hood Slam on Friday night, September the 4th. And then maybe Khan will he'll be able to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on the next Hood Slam on Friday night, October the 2nd, out in Oakland, California. So welcome to the show, Khan. Thanks for joining me this week on Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast. How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here and talk some more about Hood Slam as much as I can.
Hey, no problem. As you know, I had on Drugs Bunny about 2 months ago now, and to this day, I've told Drugs this a few times through Messenger. We will text and stuff, and I was like, dude, you know, your show is still the top-rated show I've done, and now this is 3.5 months into this gig, so almost 4 months now. His show, the one guy from Hood Slam I've had on so far, is a top-rated episode. I don't know if you knew that, but I figured I'd tell you that.
No, I did not know that. Now, like, if I don't beat him, I'll be upset at him. So we got that going. That's what's happening now, basically. I got to be with Drugs Bunny again and again, man. It's like, anyway, sounds good. I'm excited for that. I didn't know that, but that's cool. I know.
Yeah, no joke, man. So, like, his episode was like the 2 month anniversary of the show because I just started it beginning of June. And, you know the story. Like, I know Bull, and Bull was able to hook me up with Drugs, and we got him on, and sure enough, man, from the time his episode hit, I mean, it just ran, man. It was like a runaway train, man. Everybody wanted to hear who the bunny was, and everybody wanted to hear what Hood Slam was. So, man, if I wouldn't have been busy traveling, yeah, it is Drugs Bunny, right?
He's a runaway train, man. That's just him.
That's just him?
Ridiculous. He hits the scene, yeah. And just goes. It doesn't stop. The scene just goes wherever he goes. It follows him. He's Drugs Bunny.
No. Yeah, you're right. He's a celebrity. He's a celebrity. The thing that helped out too was like, man, there were so many people from when that episode hit that just retweeted it, posted it on their Facebook wall. Of all the shows, that one, like, literally, I posted it, tweeted it, put it on Facebook, and then before I knew it, it was like the roots of a tree, man. It just spread like wildfire, and just spread out, and before I knew it, man, download, it was crazy. I told him yesterday, I said, man, that show's still getting downloads. It's crazy, man. I mean, I don't want to take up too much time talking about Drugs Bunny because he had his whole episode.
I don't want to talk about Drugs Bunny.
That's right, dude. That's right. And I don't want to take too much of your time tonight. You're right. They want to talk about drugs. So, all right. I want to hear about Friday night, September 4th that just passed. But I also want to hear, before we get started talking about Friday night, September 4th, and everything that went down with Hood Slam and Drugs Bunny retaining the golden gig, from what I gather, I want you to talk about just Hood Slam in general, because Drugs kind of gave us a little bit of information on it when he was on, but you the mastermind behind this thing, so I'm going to let you tell the Hood Slam story, you know, in your own words, how you got it started and whatnot and how it was born.
Well, I'll try and do it, you know, with some pace to it, because the people might have heard already. But basically, I've been wrestling in the Bay Area for a long time, beyond the Bay Area, in Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Southern California, L.A. area, you know, just the West Coast. And with all these guys that I've known for a decade or longer, a few of us even went to Florida in 2009, myself and the Stoner Brothers, just trying to, like, let's do something different. You know, we're good here. Let's see if we're good somewhere else. And Florida's got... And at the time, I was like, oh, this is TNA, this is ROH, this is WWE. All of them got their schools right there. Like, what better place to go to? In retrospect, it was not a great idea. But, you know, did it. Went there. When I'm there, I was like, why do I want to go somewhere else to go find, like, good wrestling? Like, everything that's good is right there in Northern California. Everything that I think that is necessary for a good show is present in this area. But there wasn't really a lot of publicity on the area. All Pro Wrestling, and a few other shows maybe, but that was pretty much all anyone could say about Northern California. So I
Right.
came back, right, I mean, I always use the word graveyard, and it's so much better now, all around, not just at Flint. Just across the
Right.
board, it's improved because of it.
I got
I'm
you.
just kidding. I'm playing.
Yeah. No, I'll follow, dude. Go ahead.
anyway, Revolution was doing fine without me, so we'll put that out. But anyway, I came back. I got all these talented motherfuckers who have been here the whole time, and they're at these other shows, and that's why they're doing well too. It's nothing to do with me. I'm not at those other shows. But, put them together and gave them a different kind of platform, because they all do, we would do, 12 shows a month, but they would all be kind of the same people doing just different shit all the time. It was so watered down. So I asked them all to do different characters. I did it in a venue that didn't allow children. That was our idea, actually, just not bring children. It was very underground. And our first year, we didn't charge tickets at all. We got donations. And that helps to pay for stuff, but I was just delivering pizza to pay for anything that was happening for Hood Slam. Eventually, it grew out of that venue. We went to the Oakland Metro, where we've been for 4 years now, plus 4.5 years. Drugs Bunny came on a little bit after that. He wasn't even there in the beginning, like at the warehouse,
Yeah, that's what he told me. That's what he told me.
yeah. It's different. It's all different. Now we're in a new Oakland Metro. So basically, it's different. It's not that it's trying to be better than anything else out in wrestling. It's just it's a different flavor for a lot of people that have seen, I don't know, just for anybody who wants to pick up on it. I think a lot of people are upset at us with that tradition and this or that. We think the whole fuck the fan thing is such a, oh, it just rubs them such the wrong way. But, we're not trying to do what y'all are doing. Y'all can do what y'all are doing 29 other days a month. We're going to do the Six Man one day a month and, sometimes twice. And that's cool. A little different flavor for everybody. And I think a lot of people like this flavor. I don't know, so that's why you're talking to me, right?
Hey, no, let me tell you. I told Drug this, I told Bull this when I talked to him. The thing is, I got into the business in late 95, really just say 96, and I haven't been in it for a while, but I remember when I got in, ECW
It's
was the rave.
2015. You can just say 95. No one's gonna be mad about
Yeah,
how funny you are. You
right.
can just say it. No one's
Right.
gonna call you on that. No,
Yeah.
I can only do
Well,
90.
no.
You can
I'm
go
basing it off of kind of initial training and then not really having a match till 96. But
Sure.
my point is ECW back in that time was a lot of people don't realize this, but I remember the old timers that I was around, they were like, "Oh, that's bullshit." Kind of just not really liking it too much. It was too over the top, so to say, but it was different. Now, I don't want to compare Hood Slam to ECW in that same, context. But what I've always said, as I've looked at y'all stuff on YouTube and then talked to Drugs, talked to Bull, talking to you now, it's different. It's like got its own niche. It's not trying to be better than or something else. It's trying to do its own thing within the confines of what wrestling is. And like for me, looking at it from the outside, that's what I like about it. And to be honest with you, the fans on my show that tweet me that have checked y'all out since we had Drugs on, that's what they say. They go, it's wrestling, but it's different. It's hard to explain. It's different and it's catchy, which that's a good thing because that means you're doing something to separate yourself from the pack.
Absolutely. I think you just nailed it, man. I don't know if I could have put it any better, but that's it. We're just trying to offer up something a little bit different. Sorry, this is open. I don't know if you get the signs.
That's all right,
Anyway,
dude.
we're trying to do something different, and that's just all it is. Because we still do shows. We all like wrestling. That's the thing. People think we like hate wrestling or something. We like wrestling. That's why we do this stuff. This is just explorations on the theme. Like if you're man, it's art. Wrestling is art. I'm not even gonna try and get into the argument of what wrestling is, this or that. But it's an art form to me, and like this is how, you're wrong to talk about September 4th. That night, I was dressed as Xena Warrior Princess, and I'm not gonna do that forever and every night. But every now and then, that's what happens. That's the
Yeah.
way the art goes, and there's just a lot of layers to everything. It doesn't always have to be a direct continuation of fucking Harley Race.
No,
which
it's true.
isn't a
No,
bad
it's
thing to
true.
be, but just sometimes it can be like a fucking jump off point or a different branch, and we're way at the
It's
end of the branch. We're way at the end. I get that, but
Yeah, just
absolutely,
it's a
yeah.
different spin. It's got its own. it's its own thing is the best way to put it. And like I said, it's not, I don't want to compare it to ECW, but to me, it's like the, it's almost like the game changer or the difference that ECW was during that time. When I remember a lot of old timers being like, oh, that's bullshit. You know, ain't no man taking no beating like that. And it's ruining the sport and whatnot. And hell, nowadays you got freaking pay-per-views like WWE does Extreme Rules. Well, where the hell you think they got that idea from? It was freaking ECW. I mean, you, whether you want to believe it or not, or whether they want to admit it, it is. My point is, there was a lot of, back in the day, you know, those old timers were, did not all of them, but there were some that didn't like that. Whereas, you know, now it's on the pay-per-view once a year. So, but you know, I just wanted to give you a chance to give the background of the Hood Slam story as the person who pretty much came up with it. And like you said, there's a bunch of people involved, and you're not trying to take credit for all, but you were the mastermind behind it. So with that said, now I want you to tell me September 4th, which passed Friday night, Hood Slam. You had, if I miss anything, just correct me. But I know Drugs Bunny defended the Golden Gig. Did Britney Wonder defend her title as well?
You did.
Or am I getting that all wrong? Okay.
All right.
So go ahead and tell me. Go ahead and tell me what happened on September 4th. Recap that way the fans will know.
Oh, man, so I woke up pretty hungover. And I had to write a show. I remember I had to get my thighs too before I could do the Xena thing. So I had like a lot of things to get done. It was an interesting way to start the day. But anyway, the show itself, it was good. We had Fanarchy Rules was the name of the show, which is a play on ECW. And by the way, like, I, you know, we do like not, we don't want to be the new ECW. It's a compliment to some people to say that. Now, there's no way to really be upset about that. But, you know, we like to put it, we something different. But anyway, so we do Fanarchy Rules, which is a play on the ECW, because ECW is part of wrestling, and that's what we do. So at Fanarchy Rules, though, the fans get to vote on who wrestles in a lot of the matches. They get to vote for some gimmicks that they like, because we'll do, like, theme shows 4 times a year. We do the Fend Out drag show, the video game show, the Saturday morning cartoon show, 80s night. So we have fans that, you know, vote on which ones they want to see come back. That's why I was dressed as Xena. We saw Beetlejuice come back. Britney Wonder defended her best athlete in the East Bay Golden Fanny Packs against Serial Man, her usual tag partner. There was a lot of heat there. It was because they were a tag belt, and Brittany just took them from somebody, and then she could have brought Serial Man as her partner. She didn't. We didn't really touch on that for a while, but I guess the fans noticed because they voted for him to fight her, and she retained victory and friendship with Serial Man. So I think it ended okay.
I hear you.
We had Missy Hyatt was the current holder of the Dixie Carter Memorial Kayfabe Trophy or some shit. I don't remember what it's called. No, this is the Kayfabe one. I'm sorry. Just the Kayfabe Memorial Trophy. I'm getting my ears mixed up. Excuse me. Which is, it's, I'm just going to, you know, it's like Money in the Bank. Fuck it. Whatever. So she did have it. Why play? You know, it is. That's okay. It's a yearly tournament we do, and the winner gets like a trophy that's like Money in the fucking Bank. I mean, what the fuck? So, she did have it, but, you know, the pressure of everything kind of got to her, so she just threw it away and has been missing since. So we had a battle royal, as the fans voted for us to do with that. And Jesus Cruz came up with that, which is interesting, I think, because nobody really knew that. I think I decided in the booking meeting, as kind of he was standing there. So I'm excited about it. It's good timing. He was standing there when he was, because the fans reacted a good way. And for those that aren't familiar with Jesus Cruz, I mean, look him up. He's just been, he's kind of been like the, he's the villain for hire. He's like the backwards Luke Cage. He's not really a hero for hire. We all work for heroes too. And now he's kind of in a position to call shots where usually he's just trying to get a PO for someone else's shot. I'm just trying to remember what happened next, so I was taking my time with that one. And then Drugs Bunny defended against the Gold, he defended the Golden Gig against Coach Joey Nuggs from Stoner U. It could have been anyone from Stoner U. Joey Nuggs won by one vote over the water boy, Bobby Burgerhands. That was close.
Wait, the water boy what? Say that again?
Bobby Burgerhands. He's got, you remember the commercial where the dude's hands are too small to eat the burger?
Yeah.
He's got that shit going on, man. He's got burger. So we call him Burger. One time he punched this guy like 9 times in the head. It was just one spot. Because he got the tiny fucking hands, man. It wasn't his aim. It was that small. But it worked effective. If you get him enough times, you know, you put the paws on him.
I'll be damn.
Scrappy do. Anyway, Bobby Burger, the water boy.
Dude, y'all got so many names, man. It's hard to keep. I'm telling you, it's hard to keep track of it all. Like, I'll try to follow it. Well, you know, not that I'm not there once a month and actually seeing it, it'd be different if I saw it. But trying to keep track of it sometimes, that's why I said that. But I mean, your fans, obviously, they can keep track of it.
I mean, I think so. I don't know. They might be drunk. I don't know. They seem to enjoy the show. I know that much.
Yeah,
no, they pay attention. Yeah. I'm actually amazed sometimes at how much they pay attention, because we've done storylines in like 4 years, like from the beginning to like, you know, last anniversary show. Some new ones are going a while. We just take our time with shit sometimes because I don't know. That's how we like wrestling. We don't have every fucking Monday night to have somebody change faction, so we might as well take 2 or 3 years with it. And the people pay attention. It blew my mind the first time that like someone brought it up to me. Then I saw it in some article that people were giving us credit for doing a 4 year storyline, and like, it's, you know, they do pay attention and they do appreciate it. And when you see it live, you can kind of see where people are sectioned off. I'm a big fan of like Michinoku Pro when they would do the multi man tag teams, you know, and not everybody on the team would be friends. It'd be like kind tag against five people that, you know, sometimes fight each other too. But they would get together for this match, you know, and I'm a big fan of that shit. So you can kind of see like where. Everybody will fight everybody, but there's definitely lines of division on the roster between, like, camps. And you see Stoner U, and you see that kind of Doc Atrocity and Dark Sheik and Christina and Ian Hansen, Christina Von Erie. Like, they kind of all kick it together, and not all the time, but, you know, often. And Jesus Cruz is in and out of that, and Jesus Cruz is also with the fucking video game people, Pong and Fong, the pissed-off nerdy gamer.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
always fighting with them, too, but then... They're always fighting Brittany Wonder and Serial Man and Batman Wells. So you got like these heroes that they're kind of all, you know, they just saw each other last show, but they're, you can just kind of see the lines. Once you see how it's all sectioned off and how all this shit just is constantly intertwining and in a competitive combat way, oddly enough, in a wrestling type scenario, you know,
right.
It's not fucking Days of Our Lives. It's just fucking threads that always go, just like real life. That's how we do the show. Shit doesn't fucking. It's not chapter one, the end. It's fucking, this happened, then you had to fucking get up. So, you know, some more shit happened the next day. Like.
Well, I know from the, I don't have the subscription portion that y'all have, but I had, just the stuff I've seen on YouTube.
$1.99.
I know, man.
That's that pricey $1.99.
I know, man.
We couldn't sell you on that shit, man. I pretty much put it up there for free.
It's pretty much, but no. What I was about to say was I've watched a lot of the stuff that's on YouTube that's like there that's free, which there's nowhere near the stuff that y'all have on. There's nowhere near like the free stuff, the amount of stuff that you have on the paid site. But I remember when I first heard about Hood Slam, and then I went to YouTube, watched some stuff. I'm like, God damn, man, these fans are crazy, man. They're like, first thing I noticed was I told Bull, I go, God damn, man, you can't go on the floor, man. They're up against the ring apron. He goes, dude, they are right on top of it all. and they're going nuts the whole damn time. That was the other part I realized. I was like, God damn, man, it's just rabid in that damn place. And this is the old building. So I don't know how the new building is, you know, after only one show, obviously. But I'm sure it's just as crazy and just as nuts.
Man, there was like a good, I think it was 700 people in there. It's also Labor Day weekend and Burning Man in the Bay Area. I don't know if that means the same where you're at, but that takes a good chunk of the population. Admittedly, a chunk that I don't miss. So it's, I don't, not so much when they give me money, but just in day to day life and that one.
Hey, I tell,
you know.
No. I hear you. I tell people all the time when it comes to independent wrestling, if you're putting that type of crowd in there on a, whether it's a monthly basis or not, you're doing something right. I say that all the time because I've seen and I've worked them independent shows that, you know, you don't have nobody in a crowd. So you're putting that many people in the audience, you're doing something right. So if 700 is a down night, my hat's off to you on that one because that's a hell of a down night for most indies.
Absolutely. I mean, it was the first night in the venue as well, so it was a new address. I think some people just didn't even fucking know. But, I mean, and since you bring it up, man, like, we're admittedly, like, I always say we're blessed. I don't speak for the whole roster and their beliefs. We're a blessed group. We get to do what we want to do, and people seem to like it, and that's enough, you know. And it's not a wrestling crowd. That's what. There's a good wrestling crowd there, because we'll do some shit like a Monday Night Hood Slam, every now and then just to fuck around. And like this, there'll be a solid 350 or 400, and most of them are just there for fucking wrestling. But we'll bring in, you know, people that don't ever go to wrestling shows, that will never go to wrestling show. I mean, that's why it's not called fucking Oakland Championship Wrestling. It's called Hood Slam, because we're not trying to make them feel like they're going to the typical show. They're going to a different, it's
right.
a party. It's a concert.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, there's so many things, you know, I'm putting it over. I'm not trying to, I just keep getting stuck. It's a lot of things, man. It's the time of life.
Well, no, it's entertainment. Like I said, I've watched it. The first, let me tell you, I told Drugs this when I talked to him, and I told Bullis too. I was like, the very first time that I YouTubed it after hearing MVP talk about it was I pulled it up and I see Drugs Bunny come out. The first thing I ever saw from Hood Slam, I see Drugs Bunny come out in full gimmick with the powder, and I'm like, man, I'm sitting in my bed. It's late at night. The household's sleeping. My wife knocked out everything, and I just could not stop laughing. Like the pop that I made from seeing that is incredible, because like you don't expect that. It's just it, so I told Bull this. I told Drug, I was like, the very first thing I saw was that. I hadn't even seen the guys work yet, and I'm like, man, this is great. Hell, they got a hell of an opening. So then, you know, I watched a little bit more Hood Slam and looked at some more YouTube stuff. And I was like, hell, on top of that, man, they might have these characters down like Drugs Bunny, but them dudes can work too, man. I mean, it's not like they're going out there stinking a joint up.
Nah. They're doing, some of these motherfuckers are crazy. Juice
yeah,
Lee,
man.
That guy's insane. Juice Lee is insane. I have to, like, what? I don't even ask him what he's doing anymore. I don't want to be scared. We went to the new building here. He's like, all right, what's the top thing? I'm going to backflip off it. He's like, I got to be first. Everybody on the roster, not everybody, there's like a good handful. They're like, all right, I get to jump off this first. They're calling shit before they even like got the ring up, man. It's like, I'm gonna go off this balcony, I'm gonna go off the bar. Like, it's insane. And they go, and I'm very impressed. And you know, I didn't even mention that, I can't believe I let this one go, but from last night there was Paul London versus Brian Cage. And this match was ridiculous. I'm sorry, not last night, September 4th, excuse me.
Right.
It was ridiculous. The gimmicks were used, the crowd interaction, and then the wrestling on top of that, of course. As it was, I don't even want to like talk about it. You got to see this shit. It was there's some protein powders. At some point, Paul London pulled out a syringe of Mexican steroids, as he described it. I'm quoting him on that.
Right. I hear you.
She went down. She went down, man.
Yeah.
It was wild. It's Paul London and Brian Cage, man. I mean, he doesn't want to see that match.
Really? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, not. Now, you said you were about to talk about, you know, because people here, people listening, obviously your Oakland crowd, as they're hearing it, they've already seen that. But to people who aren't near Oakland, just too far away, can't make it on a monthly basis, when will that be up on Hood Slam's low price of $1.99 YouTube channel?
Oh, you know, man, I can't even say.
Hard to say?
Well,
okay.
I know. It's
I figured
that. I will just break it down for anyone that's curious. Like, we did have a recent issue with our editing team and like a gap, and like we've been playing catch up for a while. So,
okay,
hang on, stay strong.
Hang on.
Like,
yeah. In the meantime, there's plenty up there to check
out.
Yeah,
we've been putting out episodes of matches as we can, for free, as well, not just on the full event subscription service, but.
Right.
Yeah, just go to YouTube, look at stuff. There's plenty. You'll like it. There'll be a nice highlight video. I think it's already up of this event that I'm talking about that you could probably see right now on the Hood Slam YouTube channel. And if you can't find it, you should go to the Hood Slam Twitter and check there, which will have a link for the Hood Slam Facebook where we share photos from our Hood Slam Instagram. So if you get lost, just kind of follow that breadcrumb and like all those things, please. That was my plug.
Yeah.
I was going to get in right there, you know.
I got it nailed down to the end. I always let at the very end for anyone that comes on to plug all their Twitter and Facebook.
They're gonna hear you say, all right, man, you're ready to plug stuff, anything else, and they're gonna tune out. They're gonna stop listening to you.
You're right. Man, we
throw
said
it in
that.
Now, man. Come on.
You're right, man, because I was talking to somebody else about that, and he's like, he's not a podcast or anything, but he's like, man, I get to the end of the podcast and they still doing plugs, and I kind of start tuning it out. He's like, man, he's like, man, if you're gonna, because he was talking about me and my plugs. He's like, if you're gonna do your own plugs, he's like, do it during the show. He's like, when people tune in, don't wait till the end, man. He's like, slide them in there. You know what? It's kind of like a wrestling match, man. Make sure you get them spots in, you know.
Brian Cage will tell you, you gotta get your shit in.
You gotta get your shit in, dude. You won't hear an argument from me on that one. No way, no how. All right. So, anything else from Friday night, September 4th? You wanted to tell the fans that maybe were not there what happened? I know, like you said, drugs won. Brittany Wonder won. They got their they retained. Anything else you need
to
tell the fans?
Keeping score or some shit. They don't care. It was a good show. They don't care.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't got their scorecards out. I don't think. Go to YouTube. Watch what we got up. I'm sure the highlight video. If nothing else,
yeah,
is on and popping.
Hey,
those highlight videos are shit. This guy Mark Johnson makes them HD. Like, he's right up there too. I want to see what he did in the new venue. I'm excited to check it out.
Hey, you talking about the new venue? I know you said it was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Is it bigger? Okay,
it's bigger.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Bigger.
It's bigger.
Okay.
And it's gonna be even so. It's a lot easier for everyone to see the ring because. Before, we kind of had to put it next to the stage and just have everybody on one side, like 800 to 1,000 people. Well, like 600 on one side and like a couple on each other side. Now
yeah.
It's a lot more centered, so people have a lot easier access. We have a bunch of screens we're putting up everywhere. It'll be great. It'll be like a fucking sports bar. You'll love it. Come see it.
Okay. Yeah. I actually told the drugs when I talked to them. I was like, man, I'm going to make a trip out there eventually. So I'll come hang out one night. Come meet it, Roddy. Bull told me, he's like, man, he's like, when I go back, you just hop in a car with me. I'm like, Bull, I work a 9-to-5. I don't know if I'd be able to hit the road to California from Texas for that long, especially being that I'm sure you'd go out there for more than just one shot. So if I make it out there, it's going to be on a plane. I'm going to fly in, watch on a Friday, probably stay there on a Saturday, come back on a Sunday. By plane. I ain't driving. That's too far from Texas, dude.
Oh, it's the adventure.
Hell with that.
You know? It's the adventure.
Oh,
you really get to be friends with somebody or really start to not like them. Decisions are made.
Yeah,
you
right.
20 hours in a car crossing the country.
I spent some days doing that years ago, and I'm just going to say, at this point in my life, when you're working a 9-to-5, it's like,
yeah.
I think I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to save me
some
time.
I don't want to be sitting in the car for 10 hours. I don't. My sciatica be acting up, man. You know?
Yeah.
Can't be doing 8 hours in a pillow or something, doing donuts.
Dude, there's nothing like being in a car on the road with a bunch of wrestlers. God damn. Oh, you talk about some crazy shit. Some crazy shit.
Physically,
oh, dude,
mentally, like socially, things just break down. The social, it goes physical and then it becomes social. And then it's just the mental thing. It's like, it's me and six wrestlers. Fuck this. Like, this is our bar now. Fuck, you know. Like, nah, we're doing bumps in the bowling alley. It's cool. Like, we got rules. It's not just random. It's like, if he strikes, he's got to. Like, this shit just goes. Decisions are made with poor, without much reason or logic, but with a group mentality. It just becomes a herd.
Yes.
It's like a swarm, you know. It's not like a wolf pack so much, because that would have like a lead wolf. It's more of just like a swarm of bees or locusts that just washes over whatever city we end up being in after like day three.
Yeah. And you got 5-6 minds, creative minds that just start going, and you come up with the stupidest, but sometimes some of the best ideas too in those long car rides.
Makes perfect sense to fucking spray that girl with mustard at the time.
Right.
She got mustard on me. But no, that's apparently not. And then, you know, things like that. It just says escalates.
It did. And it escalates quickly.
Things just unravel, you know. It's just like, no,
right.
I'll just stay up for the buffet in 4 hours. And that's when shit goes bad. That 4 hours.
Yeah. Start getting delirious and shit. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, we're
that playing.
I know wrist locks and some 450s. I do steps too. I feel like I should just throw that out after that long ass rant. You know, I do.
Yeah.
I got my spin kick. If I had to take something about wrestling moves or something serious, you know, top five matches. John Cena. Hold on.
Hey, so the new venue, I saw that y'all posted it though. People must have been showing up at the old one because I guess it was you posted a picture of the wall at the old one that said move to X, Y, and Z. I'm wondering how many people showed up at the old one before they went to the new one the other night.
I have no way of knowing. I didn't post a picture either, but I have no way of knowing. I know it's like the orange spray paint. I think the night before there's a big event too called Tourette's Without Regrets. It's like a I don't know, man. It's different. There's a lot of things going on there. They do a lot of like contortion sometimes, fire breathing, a lot of performance, weird burlesque poetry, hip hop, rap battle. It's a fucking spectacle.
I got you.
So a lot of people do that the first Thursday of every month. So I think, you know, that's just some fairy painting up there for a while. I don't think that we were the first one.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this, yeah, I think this week people got a good, and it's like right on a busy street, but word gets around. It's fine. You know, internet, Facebook, people knew it. I guess it's okay.
Yeah, it's not like old days.
It's like a block or two away, man. It's not like they're gonna. They can like look over and see the back of the new building, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not gonna get lost. Yeah.
I'm not. You know, I've never been to Oakland, San Francisco, so yeah, I would not know. Like if you tell me, oh, it's here or there, but I've been to California, just not up there.
It's different.
I'm gonna make it, dude. I told you. I told Bull. I told Drugs. I'm like, I gotta make it out there, man. It's from what I see, it's on and popping on the first Fridays of the month. So hell yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. A couple times we'll do a third Friday of the month as well, or some other day. Like we're doing Saturday, October 24th. We're doing Blood Slam, which is gonna have some hardcore wrestling. Which in general, it'll be good. Who cares what I think? But there'll be a little bit of hardcore wrestling on it. There'll be a lot of Halloween stuff, I think, basically. I don't know. I don't know too much of what's going to happen, but it'll be good times for the horror enthusiastic wrestling fan.
This is the one before October 31st. Not October 2nd. This is the one that you're doing right before.
October 2nd, we're doing Fuck the Fans 7?
Okay.
6? What year is it? 6, maybe.
2015. But yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm good. It's cool.
Yeah.
I got on my spin kick. I'm good at other stuff. All right. But, Fuck the Fan 6, I believe, is this year. And this is an event that we do every year, clearly, which I remember it started because myself and Johnny Drinko were on a road trip on, like, the third day making poor decisions, as we described. And, like, we actually just showed up at about 8 in the morning after wrestling in 3 towns to help set up the ring for Supreme Pro Wrestling in Sacramento. And in between picking up the ring and going to the venue, we're like, what's the worst possible name you could think of for a show? Like, what's the worst thing we could say that just, like, people wouldn't, like, hate to go to that? So we came up with Fuck the Fans.
that's a way to alienate the fans.
Right. I don't know. It was free back then. So
right.
You know, it was actually going to be Fuck the Fans, Race to Dick Mountain, but we decided to drop the last part. Drinko pushes for it every couple of years. Like, hey, man, we should name it that this time. But no, not yet. We're building. basically, it's called Fuck the Fans for a reason, because in August we do a Battle Royal of Supremacy, and whoever wins it gets to basically book and be in charge of the October show, Fuck the Fans.
Okay.
This is a nice compliment to the Fanarchy Rules show we do in between. So, like, someone wins something, the fans get the show, then it's Fuck the Fans, this guy gets the show. And it also features Royal Rumble we do every year, which is gimmicky as fuck and always pretty good. I always enjoy them. I don't know. I just watched it last year. It was fucking crazy. I wasn't even in it. I wanted to see the spectacle. it did not disappoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hold on. Who's who won the Battle Royal? No. Who That would be you.
No.
Who won the? No. That's right. Who won the battle royal that makes the that runs it? I forgot.
That would be Doc Atrocity.
Okay. So has a decision been made at this point? Or are we still trying to decide?
Oh, he won it. It's happening.
No. I mean, so, but he's in charge. But what I'm saying is, he's still making decisions on what's going to happen at Fuck the Fans on October 7th.
Absolutely. He, in fact, he knows that sometimes people lose shit and things change in wrestling. So he chose not to show up to the September event at all to ensure nothing would change and that he could run the October show.
No shit, huh?
So, yeah, he's dedicated. This is a big deal for him. He wanted to be the mayor of Hood Slam, which he's done a couple times, but it never goes well for the mayor, so I think he kind of stopped. That didn't go too well. He thought he was going to run Hood Slam from the future, but that actually was a lie that he made up. That's a, I don't even want to explain that one. That's not even it's happening. Go to the website or go to the YouTube and look it up there.
Yeah.
If not, don't blame me. Don't drag me into it.
That's right.
I am very involved in the storyline, though, to be fair. But anyway, so that didn't really go well either. In fact, there's a trial against him at the August show. And I think it was a mistrial, I forget. But, you know, he was very defeated and dejected at the end. But then he won the Battle Royals. Now he's pretty smug again. He's an evil doctor. If you haven't seen a picture of him, check it out. It's a fucking sight to behold. And he cuts good promos, and he's a good worker, too. So,
Always a plus.
Yeah. There's not too many people who are like, shitty promos, bad worker. But I'll say that now. You're not really going to hear me say that about anybody on the show, because I would say I'm, like, thinking over really hard. But pretty much anybody on that show can grab a microphone and cut a promo in character and whatever fucking ridiculous character they're in. So...
I'm telling you, man, of everything I've seen, again, it's all the free stuff. It's all good. Nothing bad. I see a lot of entertainment. I see a lot of people pretty happy in a crowd. I see a crowd going nuts. I see people who know what they're doing, and that's a positive. And like I said, I've actually had fans of mine on my show. They'll tweet me like they had never heard of Hood Slam before Drugs came on. And they checked it out and tried to see what was going on with it. And they looked it up, and they're like, holy crap, man, that's one of the friggin' best-kept secrets. I'm like, I told y'all, that's why I wanted to get on Drugs Bunny. Get on the guys from Hood Slam to tell us. Because I can recognize it. It's you got people there that know what they're doing.
Hey, I mean, I hope that gets that idea, spreads. I think a lot of people think we're just shock artists or some shit. Like, no, we're taking time. We're writing actual storylines, like, very involved. I don't know if Judge mentioned it, but we did win an award for the best theatrical production 1 year. I don't even know we could win that, but we did from a local newspaper.
I think he did say that. I think he mentioned it. Yeah, it's been a while now, it feels like, but
that's
he
cool,
mentioned,
man.
Yeah, he did mention some news article or something. That,
if he didn't,
that
I'll
y'all
bring it up. Don't worry. I'm very proud of it. I will not fail to mention it. but, yeah, I mean, it's not just fucking shock artist shit. It's not just like, and I don't want to like, say that that's bad or anything, or like, I don't want to say like JCW is not fun or good to watch or entertaining. I'm just saying that we're not that, if that's what you're thinking. Does that seem fair? Is that a nice statement?
No. I know where you're going, man.
Diplomatic right there?
No. Hey, man, dude, I know exactly what you mean, because I get heat on the show sometimes because, like, I'll spotlight a Fed that I'm pretty affiliated with that, you know, I've known the owner for a long time, and it's not that I promote his stuff. It's just that I think it's real good. And then there's another guy that I know pretty well, and I'll promote his. And people always like, oh, well, you're just not – you know, not saying enough about all these other ones. I'm like, man, look, I'm just not as attached to those places for me to really give an opinion. I'm not burying anybody. I'm just giving you the opinion on the stuff that I can see. So
you're talking about the shit you know. How are you going to talk about shit you don't know about? Like, if they don't...
Oh, man, you can't imagine the stuff that I see that gets sent in Twitter. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They're like, oh, you took a shit on such and such that runs, you know, 30 minutes from that promotion. I'm like, I didn't take a shit on nobody. I just didn't freaking talk about them. There's a difference between not talking about somebody and taking a shit on them.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's my rant. That's my rant, Kyle. Go ahead.
Yeah. I get mad all the time online. I just try and let it go. I don't get mad as much as I used to, but it's just, people got opinions and they're not always the most well thought out. I don't even think they mean them half the time. They just kind of like throw them out there, and that's cool, man. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, good for
That's
that.
true.
I think if I were in that position and I was listening to this and I was like, man, he's talking about head slam for how long? This is boring. He should be talking about my company. What I would do is I would write a nice email with some links and maybe like an invitation to our next show. And then,
There you go.
you could go there and you could talk about it. I
Hey,
don't know. That would just
right.
be my suggestion. If that was the feeling you're having while you're listening to me, just go and go and go and go and
Hey,
go.
wait. I'm
Just
not a
write an email, man.
opposed. I'm
Just
not.
write an email.
Yeah.
Say what's up. Don't say what the fuck. Say what's up.
Don't send in hate mail. I mean, just tell me what you got going. I tell people that all the time when I do my plugs. I'm like, hey, any independent shows out there? Want me to check it out? Want me to give a plug? I'll do it. I mean, now with Hood Slam, I heard about y'all from through MVP. He was actually on another podcast when he mentioned it, and the thing about that put it over so much with me was he wasn't. Here we go again. He wasn't burying WWE. They asked him a question on the podcast about WrestleMania, and he wasn't burying WrestleMania. He said nothing bad about WrestleMania. He said, matter of fact, he was like, I don't want to say anything. He's like, I'm not trying to, put WWE aside or say anything bad about them. But he said the most entertaining thing I saw WrestleMania weekend was Hood Slam. So, like,
Hey.
he wasn't burying WWE. He was just putting Hood Slam over. There's a difference.
It's just a different kind of
So.
event too. WWE is it's like the fucking WrestleMania. Hold on, let me start over. Let me start over because it's gonna be the same thing. I like what they got going on now. Like there's times where I didn't like the product. Right now I enjoy it. I think fucking like New Day. They made me like New Day. I always liked the workers, but I didn't really like the gimmick. I was kind of like offended by it. And now it's like my favorite part of the show. I don't know if that's fucked up or what, but those guys are talented and they're funny. They're fucking funny. So like shit like that. Like I
Very
think they're doing
talented.
well
I
with a lot
agree.
of stuff. Like they're
Yep.
doing a lot of
Yep.
things right that I didn't think they were gonna do. So like don't and sometimes it hits them like we'll say things that are funny. It's because it's funny. We're not trying to like we don't know these suckers. We know what I mean? They're making money. I'm happy for all of them. And they have a
Right.
fairly entertaining show. 3 hours is a long time for me to watch something on television, to be honest. But
Yeah.
outside of that, I think it's a lot of talented people doing a lot of good things. So that
Yep.
said, I was at WrestleMania, man. It was cool because there was a lot of beer and it was an open air stadium. And the show was nice. I was gonna say it was like an award show, or like the Grammys or something, man. It's just like here's our big event. Like here's us on our most us, the biggest us. We're gonna be us. Like at all, like everything's going on right now, and it was fun. I don't know, man. Good.
No, it was good. There's nothing
But
wrong with it. Nothing wrong with
I
it.
don't think. I'm sure a lot of people will probably enjoy that show more than they did Hood Slam, but MVP had a different opinion, and me too. So I think that's all
Yeah.
that is,
That's all it was. Well, look, Con, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, man. We're about 45 minutes into this, and I try to usually keep it to that. But no. But before we wrap up and really send this thing home, go ahead and do the Twitter plugs, man, because we did it in between. But as you don't know this, but this is usually the middle portion of the show. What happens after? Usually, I do the interview, pre-record. For everybody listening, of course, it's not happening today. We pre-record, and then me and my buddy Doc, we do a review portion where we actually take listener questions and listener feedback, and we discuss. We let them give us the topics that they want us to talk about. So you go ahead right now before we get to that part of the show, and go ahead and do the Twitter plugs, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff, and that way the fans will know where to find y'all.
As he at Hood Slam. That's all the social media. The website is birdswillfall.com. There you go.
And you
I'm done.
got and then on Facebook, it's just that facebook.com/HoodSlam.
Yep. It's all just Hood
Okay.
Slam.
That's what
You'll find us.
I thought.
We're the one.
That's what I thought. Yep.
Yep.
So y'all heard it from Con. Con's hit the Twitter's at Hood Slam. Facebook, just search Hood Slam. You'll see their page. YouTube, Instagram, it's all just at Hood Slam. You'll be able to find them. Look, man, I'm telling y'all fans up. Y'all know I rave about a few indie shows and a few indie promotions. This is one of them that I really rave about that I've seen. So make sure you check it out. Con, you got anything else before we get out of here tonight?
I just thank you to people who are listening. Thank you for inviting me and letting me go on for 40 something minutes. Apologize for my profanity if it offended anybody. Sort of. I guess that was a good one. When you, it's not a good apology when you laugh, but thank you, and you know, God bless, all that good stuff. Well, you know.
Hey man.
Well,
hey,
no.
The show is explicit. I think it's funny you said that because I had on Trina Michaels a couple weeks ago. I had on Trina Michaels last week, but before that, I had Trina Michaels on. Yeah, she's cool. I had her on about a month ago, previewing one of the shows that she was going to be on, and about 2 weeks ago, I think now, I had the girls of Wildcat Sports and Entertainment on, and Trina had a fight with one of the girls from Wildcat, and one of the girls from Wildcat, I'm telling this story because you're talking about, man, my bad for the profanity. If you'd have heard what Barbie Badass Katie Forbes said to Trina Michaels or about Trina Michaels on that show, you wouldn't even be worried about the profanity that you just flung. So that's cool, dude. We're on iTunes and all those other places. This is explicit, so it's not a big deal if you curse, man. I'm good with that, dude.
All right. It's a little late for me to be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's cool. No, it's cool, bro. Well, Con, hang tight 1 minute, man. I'm gonna stop this recording. Fans, I appreciate y'all. Y'all joining us. Just hang tight for me and Doc Turner. We're gonna kick it off with the review portion where we're gonna take your thoughts, fantasy booking ideas, and discuss everything from the week that was in the world of pro wrestling. Hang tight, fans.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the discussion with the mastermind of Hood Slam, Con Abadi. Between him and I, some good shit. We got some more Hood Slam guests coming up in the future, just so you know. So stick with us and we'll get there. Before we get into Twitter questions and comments, just want to say thanks again to Better Choices, Jason Smith from Farmers, and TNA's Wrestling Palace for sponsoring the podcast. And also, as I get into the Twitter questions, make sure you're following us on Twitter again at @BTT_podcast, Mike504Saints. Also, like our Facebook page at facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. We do this show for your enjoyment, so please send us your thoughts, comments, all that fantasy booking ideas so that Doc and sometimes Harper, when he decides to join us, can comment on it most of all. So send it over the weekend. Send it after Monday Night Raw. Just make sure you get it to me by Tuesday afternoon, and we'll discuss on the show, give you a shout-out. So like I said, this week brought back Hard Body Harper, who got rave reviews, Harper, on the last
Yeah, really?
Episode. Yeah, you got rave reviews. They were like, oh, man, that dude's pretty cool. So Harper came back. He can be a bit of an asshole, as you guys saw last week when he called me Tinkerbell. But I appreciate you coming back this week. And we got a familiar face who returns to the show. And that's everyone's favorite jackass, Doc Turner. Before I get to Doc, though, Harper, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Chilling.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
I hear you. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that, dude. Glad to have you. Doc, what about you, man? How you doing? Doc?
Mike, what kind of pathetic bullshit did you put out last week saying that it was me saying that I had something? What did you say, that I had mental irregularities? Look, fans, let me tell you something. The reason I wasn't here is because the check didn't clear. It's just that simple. If you don't pay me, I have more pride than TNA wrestling talent, that I don't come unless I get paid. You can take that however you want. But, Mike, you got to make sure that the checks are in the mail. And let me just tell you this. Mental irregularities, I am a scholar. I don't have mental irregularities.
You're the one that said the fans were making you mentally irregular, not me. Get that shit straight, dude. And can you be careful with the language? I know I've dropped a couple of S-bombs and whatnot already, but if you can, Doc, I did get a couple of complaints from the sponsors about the F-bombs.
Sponsor.
Appreciate that.
Are
yeah.
they
okay?
They're paying into the show, right?
They're paying for us, yes, to have this show. I mean, it's not free, you know. You got to pay for the podcast and hosting and whatnot. You know, all that good stuff.
So you must
it costs money.
You must be kicking back living large if I'm not getting my end, right? My cut.
Hey, man, ain't that what all wrestling promoters do?
Yeah, tell them.
Get them, Booker, man.
I'm the champion. My wife is my manager.
Just booking
the
territory.
The
That's all they're doing. All right, so real quick before we get into Twitter stuff. So I was looking through the Twitter and Facebook comments and whatnot, and I noticed that Adam didn't send anything in. Doc, thanks for chasing off one of our listeners of the millions that we have. I really appreciate it, man.
And let me tell you where I bet Adam is. I bet Adam put down the ho-hos in the comic books or the Dungeons and Dragons 10-sided dice, or was on some website looking to see when the new superhero movie comes out.
He's probably playing Magic cards, too. Remember that? Yeah,
whatever that is, I'm sure he's doing it. And let me tell you this. I hope, for his sake, he called up Better Choices. Maybe he's dropping 100, 200 pounds. They got him on a diet, how to make some better choices with his life. Hopefully how to write a decent wrestling question. Then once he drops a couple of bills, he can call TNA's Wrestling Palace, get him some wrestling gear, maybe a lucha mask for his big fat head, or maybe some T-shirts. And then once his life is all put together and worth a damn, he can call our insurance sponsor, Jason Smith, and get all that shit insured. So there you go. Hey, I got something else I want to say. Hardbody, I want to say thanks for filling in last week for me, even though Mike, you know, forgot to let me into the call. But really enjoyed you putting it through him.
Yeah,
through
man.
I imagine your back hurt all week, because mine usually does after carrying Mike through an hour worth of wrestling commentary.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was, man. He didn't know what to do. I think he was lost.
What do you mean you some bitches playing Pac-Man in the background?
God dang it. Bro,
that's my ringtone. Shut up.
It's 1982. Okay, my bad. Tell the hoes that they can wait 45 minutes. Damn.
For real, man. I got grown-ass man stuff to do.
Grown-ass man, dog.
Yeah, like talk grown to y'all.
Don't call me no delicious. Before we get into, you know, I got shit for that, man. Our favorite co-promoter, Della, decided to tell me how I said delicious on the show. And while I had Big Daddy Yum Yum, Byron Wilcott on.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I caught flack for that because I called him Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Why is that?
I guess you had a point.
That's what he calls himself,
you know,
huh?
That's what he calls himself. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to get no heat with the man. I mean, you know, that's my boy and all, so I was trying to call him by his name. And anyway, Della got on me talking about, don't know another man, call another man Big Daddy Yum Yum. So I guess you got a point a little bit. Anyway, moving right along, I got to get to this Twitter stuff, man. We've been rapping at this damn near 10 minutes already. All right, so here we go. A lot of these are just comments, so we're going to run through them pretty quick for the most part. Because I don't have a lot of questions. It's just comments. At THOG94 always tweets us. He says, "I want Rollins." I asked for predictions. He says, "I want Rollins to retain both titles, and Nikki to lose and off of my TV." Nikki Bella, Owens as the new IC champ, and I want an entertaining tag match. I also want Sheamus to cash in and get pinned by Rollins, so it actually isn't a loss for Sting unless they have Sting pin him. I'm just going to say this about it. The whole Nikki Bella thing, Doc, you and I talked about it. I'm all right with it a little bit, but I need WWE to lean into it and really make her heel, not just half-ass flip-flop bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I'm good. I'm good with Owens becoming the IC champ. I actually like that because the dude's got it. And man, I don't know. It's just the whole Sheamus thing. I'm kind of tired of it. And I agree with this dude. Let Sheamus cash in and get pinned. Like, they always do the cash in. If you ever notice how they do the cash in, but then the dude who cashes in wins. You ever notice that?
Right, yeah. The guy always wins, huh?
Has
anyone lost?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I ain't been religiously watching it over the last 15 years, but I don't know. Doc, can you recall a time when the dude cashing in actually lost?
No.
That's a short answer. It's all you got? No.
Yeah, cause I see him cashing in, and then he's going to lose. Because, I mean, Sheamus is just kind of just, I don't know. I don't want to say he's just hanging around, but people have been looking at him for, I don't know how many years, and he doesn't seem to really be catching fire as a super heel.
Nope. Nope.
They ought to put him in a mixed tag with Paige and see who's the palest person. They bring Finn Balor up off NXT and they'd just be like some sort of pale skin revolution.
The pale skin revolution?
Some stupid shit. Only you would think of that.
PLC,
all right.
Man.
At Cordell Kevin says, Cordell Kevin, always tweeting us. And that dude gave us a shout out on another podcast this week. He joined some show and was a super fan. So at Cordell Kevin says, am I dreaming or was that a decent Ryback promo? I guess it's true. At Fight Owens Fight can make anyone look good. Doc, what did you think about that promo? Because I actually agree with Kevin on this one.
Wake up, son, you're dreaming. Kevin Owens made Ryback look like a little bitch. Because they tried to ad lib a little bit when he threw that book and it wouldn't go out.
Yeah.
Owens picked it up and threw it in his face.
Yeah.
Ryback should have gone off script and popped him one for that. You don't throw something to use Hardbody's term. You don't throw something in another grown man's face like that without a response. So
right,
I didn't like
it. Because I was waiting. I was like, is he going to slap him? He's like, no. He's like, all right.
He straight up pissed that shit at his face.
Yeah.
Nah, I actually thought it was good, man, because Ryback usually doesn't cut good promos, but I guess it was the type of promo, because it was a conversational promo with them going back and forth. And I guess Owens is just good. He knows what he's doing. And he brought it out of Ryback. And I actually thought it was cool, man, like that he threw the book in his face. I mean, that's what heels do. They do prick type shit.
I didn't say Kevin Owens didn't have a good promo. He was awesome as usual. It was Ryback.
Oh, you just want Ryback to fire up and pop him.
Yeah.
Right, because, I mean, you got to respond to it. If you don't, you're going to look like a little bitch.
Yeah, I hear that. That's true. That's true. Especially as the baby. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. At Matthew Acosta says, how ironic they gave Seth Rollins both belts when Jay Lethal is the TV and world champ in ROH. Just saying, hashtag ROH is greater than the hashtag WWE. Doc, we talked about this a million times, like the irony of Seth getting that same, I guess, you know, booking that Lethal got, a couple months ago. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. I don't want to say the matches were the same, like with Lethal's and Briscoe, but they did mimic what ROH did. There's no other way to put it. So.
Oh, yeah, but the thing I like about it, it's actually – the thing I like, first of all, I like both guys, but I like Lethal a lot right now. That guy's really leaning into his character, and he's really putting it on. But the thing that's really awesome about it is he's a real confident champion. Yeah, he's doing chicken shit stuff in the ring to retain, and he's got a stable with him. But when he's giving interviews, he's confident. See, Rollins is always trying to get the approval of the authority. I don't know. It just seems like Lethal has that kind of old 1980s Southern wrestling champion heel swagger that is more fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But, yeah, I think WWE is keeping an eye on ROH and what they're doing and saying, we can do that too.
I think I agree. Definitely. At Soulstormer, one of our he always tweets us too. I asked a question about Sting, and he said, in reference to that Sting question, he said he's going to lose at Night of Champions, and he also said his predictions for Night of Champions are Charlotte wins, the Dudleys win, Reign and Ambrose win, Cena wins U.S. title. I hate him. He has that in parentheses, but Rollins retains the world title. We're going to do predictions in a little bit. So,
who do you think the third guy is going to be?
I don't know, man. They teased it would be Randy Orton a couple weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Man, I ain't got a clue.
I know, huh?
I guess that's good, you know, that we don't know. But I don't know. What do you think, Doc? You got any idea who that's going
to
be?
If it's Randy Orton, then they'll have to figure out some way to get Sheamus into the Wyatt family because we can't have a pay-per-view where those two don't wrestle each other.
Yeah.
It's true. Do you not like WWE, Doc? I mean, just confuse you.
It's fine. It's fine, okay. As long as I got a fast forward button.
Oh, damn. That's a shot.
That's nice.
At Four Finger Man says, in reference to Sting at Night of Champions,
does that mean
he says,
never mind.
No, yeah, don't. I have a hard time believing Sting will lose back-to-back pay-per-view appearances. He will lose his legacy and credibility in my book. We're going to address this later, but I wanted to read that out because I actually have mixed feelings on that. But I want us to talk about that when we're talking about the pay-per-view in a little bit. So keep that one in mind. So at Four Finger Man, appreciate that for sending that in. At Jimmy Evans 15 says, Sting versus Big Show on Raw reminded me of WCW circa 1996-1998. And to be honest, no disrespect to either one of those two. I could have seen 60 seconds of them, and I would have been just fine. Or why didn't they just announce it at the beginning of the show saying it's going to be a tag between Cena, Sting?
Yeah, for real.
Like, I did not need to see Sting and Big Show out there in their 50s. I just didn't, dude.
You know what was different last night than in 96-98 is I was about 65 pounds lighter back then, and I'd have been about 7 beers on a 14-beer night. That's about the only difference.
Yeah, you got a point there. You got a point. Hell, back then, I was actually in the business. Shit. That's how long
hey,
that was.
Hey, Hard Buddy, you know what Mean Mike Mills' finishing move was back when he wrestled?
What's
his,
that?
His finishing move was getting pinned.
Hey, you two guys moving in together? I mean, y'all going to be roommates?
What was your finisher?
Sometimes I'd use a moonsault, although not often, because a lot of times I was on cards with a guy named Brian Hart. I don't know if you know Brian Hart, so that was his finisher. Right. I kind of stole it from him. That was the main one. I mean, I do a combination of things. Yeah. I do it like a tornado DDT, too, every now and then. But, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I used to do a moonsault, too.
Off shut up. okay. Alright, so we got moving right along. These are comments, not questions coming up, so I'm gonna go through them kinda quick. Joey on Facebook says, Sting all the way. I hope it's a fair match though. William on Facebook, these two guys commented actually on my post. They didn't even message. They said Sting will win his match. Morris from Facebook. Oh, this is great. Hey, Doc, did you come in your pants when Ric Flair was sounding like a drunk during his interview with Charlotte? We know you love you some Rick. Woo!
Hey, if liking the best performer in the history of the business is a crime, then let me be guilty, dumbass. Now, here's the thing. I don't think Rick was drunk. He might have been, but it's kind of hard. Probably kind of hard to tell because I think he's drunk a lot. I think what happened last night is that Rick's usually used to getting on the screen and being the star attraction, and he got in there and he didn't want to draw away from his daughter and take away her big moment. The other thing is, I think he was having a hard time not crying because he's a crier.
Yeah.
Your favorite hero is a crier. Good job, Doc.
Hulk Hogan never cried.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about Hulk.
Yeah, boy. Hey,
What'd you think about? Did you see it, Harper?
Yeah.
Did you see Rick? I think Doc was creaming his pants, but he doesn't want to admit it. Didn't he look like something was wrong with him? Though he was kind of like he wasn't like 100% sure of himself to me.
Hey, you wake up at 9:30 in the morning and start drinking orange juice and vodka and see how good you are by 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore, so you got a point there. Ain't no doubt about that. All right. Mitch wants to know, he goes, Vince McMahon's an egotistical horse's ass. Screw Nikki Bella and her BS title reign is stupid. All because Vince had to beat AJ Lee's reign because Vince hates Punk. Vince probably jerked off after the match. These freaking fans are ruthless, man. So I'm just going to ask, Doc, you think Vince is egotistical and that's why he kept it on Nikki? Just yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think that if CM Punk called tomorrow and said, I want back in, Vince would say, come on back.
Oh, he ain't stupid. He's a businessman.
That's right.
Come on, huh? Come on, guys. Not that difficult.
But, you know, yeah. It's good to be king, so it's Vince's promotion. He can do what the hell he wants with it.
Yeah. No. That's true. I mean, it's his deal. I mean, hey, man, the promoter, they pocket all the money, and they – yeah, that's how it goes, man. All right,
he sells that thing to NBC and out from under Triple H and Stephanie.
That'd be funny. I can't wait to see that, if it ever happens. right, so Ford wants to know, what did you think of Sheamus and Cena? I thought it was a solid – this is what Ford's saying. I thought it was a solid match between the two of those guys. Not a ton of false finishes. It was hard-hitting and solid overall for a Sheamus-Cena match. Harper, did you see that one? Did you get a better? Hey, did you think that – I thought that was actually – he's like, Sheamus a lot of times will bore me, even though he's a great worker, I guess. But I thought him and Cena, like, I thought it was a good match.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they didn't have all the a thousand false finishes.
Right, yep.
And I hate that. It's like it's like, why are you going to pin him, bro? You know he's going to kick out. It's like not even. It seems like they could blow that head off with a shotgun and they'll kick out, but because they did a finish, the finisher, so the guy's going to kick out. So, I mean, but you didn't see a lot of that, which was I was glad to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought like. I equated it, like, when this guy asked this question, remember the LSU game? It got canceled a couple weeks ago because of the friggin' bunch of BS. I mean, it's a soft-ass society nowadays we have. Anyway.
Did it get canceled because of extreme poverty in Louisiana?
I'm going to move right along because you're trying to cap on my state now. But anyway, I made a comment on Twitter that night that said, holy crap, this is before it canceled. I said, they'll start this – by the time they start this LSU game, John Cena would have kicked out of 40 false finishes. Something like that, I said. I can't remember. And because, like, that's how I really felt. Because, you know, man, you get the matches where, man, it's, I mean, literally, man, everybody's kicking out of the dude puts his finish on the same guy, you know, 10 times, and only 11 times they finally pin him.
Yeah.
What the hell made that move so special the 11th time? Yeah. Oh,
because Vince was sitting in Gorilla, and he told the referee it's time to go home.
Yeah, pretty much. pretty much. Harrison on Facebook says, that was some racist booking with making Stephanie and Triple H do the white girl wasted dance.
God, that was horrible, huh?
So, what do you think? And Xavier Woods playing the trombone during the match made me laugh so hard. Womp, 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 womp. Harper, what did you think of that dance in the beginning, man?
I never thought I would see Triple H doing something like that. Ever. I mean, that's the game. You know, that's you know, it's time to play the game, and he's dancing.
He was getting jiggy with it, dude. Dude was getting jiggy with it. Doc, what'd you think, man?
I think all Stephanie was missing was a pole to dance on.
I say
it every week. Best part of Raw for me was New Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, Xavier Woods is sitting on the ring apron playing the trombone during the match. Wah, 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 wah.
and did Big E sexy dances excite you there, Mike?
It didn't excite me, man, but I mean, I could just see Vince and Gorilla right before going, come on, make sure you put a little extra shuck and jive. Shuck and jive, like we want you. What's good in the hood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's exactly how it went down, dude. Oh, man. That was the best segment of the night, and it was in the opening of the show. So, yeah. Oh, boy, and here come the shots. I knew that the fans couldn't resist because we do have football fans. I'm about to get on this dude. Chip on Facebook says, this is not wrestling related, but how about those pitiful-ass Saints? Who that got that ass whooped?
Oh, yeah. One, bro.
Well, Chip, I'm normally pretty nice to our fans, but you can kiss my ass. That's all I got to say. You're a dumbass. You're probably a freaking Cowboy fan like Doc.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? No, maybe not. Because I'm looking at his next comment. He's probably a Raider fan. He probably likes the Raiders. I don't want no heat because I got Hood Slam people listening to this episode this week because we had Khan from Hood Slam on. So I ain't got nothing against the Raiders, but I bet he's a Raider fan. Chip, thanks, man. I think that was really funny. Harper, you got anything to say about this dude, man? He's talking about our team.
About
man.
The Saints? I mean, dude, yeah. They got – as soon as they got in red zone, it's like 1-2-3, kick field goal, 1-2-3, kick a field goal. And the defense, bro, It was like Tecmo Bowl, bro. They just kept going down the field and touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. It's like, man, y'all got to stop these people.
It's all a work, brother.
But they got Tampa Bay next week in the Dome, so hopefully.
Oh, yeah, Tampa will do the job. Yeah. Whenever you want him. So, Chip, you can take that and stick it, brother.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, I was talking about Chip. Chip sent in another one. Chip says, oh, and Doc, another non-related question, Mr. Mental Irregularity. I'm not done with you. Hopefully you're back this week. Well, Chip, he is back.
Yeah, Chip.
This is for Adam. Oh, he's donating this one from Adam. Don't you celebrate too much, Doc. Those horrendous cow shits got really lucky thanks to Coughlin being a dumbass with the play calling. Chip,
hey, wait,
you hear that, Chip?
I'm that is
you
true.
Hold on. Chip?
Chip.
Are we sure this isn't Chip Kelly?
From the Eagles?
If it is, son, we're going to roll up to Philly and shock the world on Sunday. 2-0. We're already in the lead of the division. Who else has asked that we need to kick?
1-0.
1-0, boys.
Undefeated.
You can't go 16-0 without getting that first one. Don't matter
That's
how
right.
you get it.
This is a wrestling podcast, but I saw this meme today that said, great, y'all won, y'all are 1-0. Now if all week I got to hear, we them boys, and how about them Cowboys? God, please save me. Chip, you can take your Saints comment, and I actually agree with your Cowboy comment. So applause, Chip, because, Doc, we hate you, just so you know, and your freaking stupid-ass Cowboys. Anything else you want to say to Chip, Doc, before I move on to the next one?
Hey, thanks, Tom Coughlin and Eli, for that wonderful brain surgery they were pulling down on it late in the game down in our room.
Yeah, it was spectacular. It really was. Stan on Facebook says, I agree with Adam.
All right, we don't need to hear any more of this horseshit.
Who is Adam? Who is this guy?
Dude, you got to go back and listen to the last episode before the one you joined, even the one before that. Adam, like, came on the show and blasted Doc. He basically, Adam, if you're listening, please submit another question, man. I love when you attack
go
Doc.
Go away.
Adam basically told Doc, you know, something about Cena. Oh, no, he asked a question the first time he sent something in, and Doc was an asshole to him. It just kind of went off, and then Adam fired back at Doc, and Doc fired back at him. So, but Adam's been missing the last two episodes, so I don't know if Doc pissed him off and he's not listening now. That would really piss me off if that's the case. But anyway, so Adam says, I agree. I'm sorry, Stan says, I agree with Adam. Doc Turner's an idiot that couldn't book a territory if his life depended on it. Hey, Stan, I agree with you. The dude was never in a wrestling business, doesn't know a friggin' a wrist lock from a headlock. He couldn't tell you shit. Couldn't take a bump to save his ass. You could push Doc Turner backwards and force him to take the bump, and that some bitch will still land sideways because he ain't got a fucking clue. So I'm right there with you, Stan. Stan says, keep riding Mike's coattails, Doc. If anything, your comments are making me mentally irregular. That fucker got you, dude.
Right.
He got your ass on that.
All right, Stan. Looks like I'm going to have to put your mama, your sister, your girlfriend, your wife, your daughter, whoever you got out on the track making my money. Ask Mike about that because he'll tell you how that feels.
You done, Tinkerbell? Hey, Hop, I like that. You gave me that Tinkerbell
thing.
There you go.
Rock it out.
That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I'm gonna rock the Tinkerbell out. Okay. Now, before I get into the Night of Champions review, because that's all our questions, I want to make sure y'all check out our friend of the show, Nick. He's got ProWrestlingOpinion.com. He puts up articles. He basically recaps every single wrestling show that is. Nick's got a lot
Who's
of time.
Who's got that
kind of
free time? Damn.
Yeah, for real, bro. I got J-Lo to make out with. I ain't got time for that.
You got J-Lo to make out with, huh? Grown-ass man, dog. Grown ass man. Double H, Hard Body Hopper. All right. Hey, Nick, no, I appreciate it, man. You always post our shows on your website, so thanks, man. All right. So, Hopper, here's what we do with whenever we got a pay-per-view. We do this game, and we don't predict the winners or losers, or if we do, we just say it real quick. But the way the game works is we go from 1 to 10, we rate each match. So the way it works is 1 means you don't give two shits about the match, meaning you really could give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
And 2, I'm sorry, 10, 1 to 10 means, man, I can't wait. That's my jam.
10
I'm
ready
to watch
Savage at WrestleMania 3.
Okay. Yeah. Steamboat Savage. No. 10 is 10 is Luke Hawks, Matt Hardy.
Oh yeah.
I'm just hoping Luke listens. It's taking a shot at
Hawks versus Hardy. 55.
I thought ten was when AJ Styles wouldn't do the job to him.
Ooh, that's actually some legit stuff there. But I ain't touching that. Well, no, he talked about it on the show, man. So it's cool. Anyway, so that's the way it works. So 10, I can't wait. 1, I don't give 2 shits. So first one, we're going to rate.
Hold on. How many matches are on this card this week?
Oh, we got, I think it's 8 with the pre-show.
Oh, I can save us some time. How about an 8 for the entire card? 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-8.
You mean every match is an 8, so we're adding them all together? So you're giving the whole show an 8?
They could change the name of this pay-per-view to Night of Drizzling Shits.
That's nice.
That's nice. Yeah, that's real
that's
cute.
That's real classy.
All right.
That's real. Hey, Harper, again, never took a bump in his life.
That's right.
He Doc is like the typical like internet freaking nerd who like, you know, knows it all and can book the territory.
And they like to use the term pop and kayfabe all the time.
I like Swerve. Yeah. I like Swerve.
Yeah, that's Doc. That's Doc. That's what he does. That's his gimmick.
All right, let's
never worked.
Let's,
like I said, if you told that dude, man, lock up, he'd be like, do I get the master lock? Which one do I get? Goddamn, pal.
Hit the ropes. What, a baseball bat? I mean, what you want me to do?
Want me to kick it?
All right, let's play your little game.
All right. You don't like that. Adam, I got your back, dog. I told you. Neville and the Lucha Dragons versus the Cosmic Wasteland. Stardust, Connor, and Victor.
I'd be more interested if it was Stardust.
Zero. Stardust. One.
Oh, zero. You gave it a zero. Man, I'm giving it like I'm actually giving it like a 5, but it's only because I want to see what the hell. Like, I want to see if the Ascension does the job again. Like, that's my.
What about their the Menace to Society finishing move?
Yeah, that's right, man. So I'm going to give them a 5. What'd you give it, Doc?
1.
Okay. Seth, I'm not going in any particular order. So just so
well,
y'all know.
You're
Seth,
going in the order that's on Wikipedia because I can see it pulled up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I just lost Harper. Yeah, Harper, you going? Oh, shit. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, shit. Like, what happened?
It cut off. I was like, all right, whatever.
All right. Yeah, I'm going in the order that's on Wikipedia, I guess, Doc. Whatever. Seth Rollins and Sting in the singles match for the world title. I hate to say this. It's only because I think I know the outcome and we're not giving predictions. But I'm only giving that a 7. What you think, Doc?
6, because Sting is 56 years old.
Okay. Barbara, what you think?
You think Sting's going to take it? I mean.
In my mind, I'm saying no, because I think WWE is egotistical. But even if he does take it, I think he only takes it, and he has it for a very short time.
I don't think he takes it.
What you think? Harper, did I lose you again? Keep losing him. Damn. All right. He'll dial back in, I guess. All right. So what we got next? We got Rollins and Cena. What you got on that one, Doc? What's your rating?
I think we're going to have John Cena regain the U.S. title, and I'm going to give that one a 7, higher than the 6 I gave the Sting match, because I think Cena can go, you know, obviously can go a little bit better than Sting at Sting's age.
I gave it a 7-2. Harper, you back?
Yeah, man. It keeps on cutting off. But, So, if Cena wins, he gets both of the belts back?
No. That one's only for the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see him putting that belt back on him.
I think I agree. What do you give it a rating wise? 1, you don't give 2 shits?
Oh, no. I see an 8.
8? Yeah, I see about a 7 on that one. I think I agree with that. Definitely. I mean, it's Cena, man. You know,
it's Cena, dude.
Shut up, man. He likes to give me shit because I'm a Cena fan. Anyway, dude works hard, man. What do you want me to say?
Well, hell yeah, right. You know he works hard. He's got to wrestle every night, and then he's got to listen to Nikki campaign in his ear to make sure she keeps her belt. Go to Vince, John. Go to Vince.
You know how that works. All right, we got Ambrose and Reigns, and then the open person to be announced, whoever's going to be the sixth man in that one, against the Wyatt family. I'm only going to give that one a 6.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm going to say a 4. It's another pay-per-view. You know what that means. The Wyatt family is going to do the jizzob. Here's a question I got for you two guys, because, you know, I ain't ever taken a flat back bump. But, you know, with that, with last week ago, they had the fan jump the barricade when Rollins was coming down to the ring on Raw.
Did you not listen to the episode we talked about?
Shut up and hold on a second. A learned man is speaking. You might learn a thing. And they had the shooting down at the Performance Center. So here's my point. There's crazies out there. If you guys were wrestling again tomorrow, would you want to come through the crowd at a Raw like Reigns and Ambrose do?
That's a good question. You think they're still going to do that?
They did last night, didn't they?
Did last night.
Damn, man, you think they would have stopped.
I ain't coming through no crowd.
Yeah.
Shit. Especially, I mean, you know, I got a mindset of them crazy ass Cajuns in Louisiana when I first started them.
Yeah,
them crazy bastards down there, man. Some of them still think, you know, they ain't in on it, dude. They don't realize it. They want blood.
Yeah, I dealt with some people that are like shooting a bird at me and cussing me out with a baby on their lap. I'm like, dude, really?
They don't give two shits, man. You hard body Harper, man. You causing problems. Shoot. Nah, man. I agree, Doc. I ain't trying to. Even as a baby face, I don't know if I want to come through that crowd.
Yeah.
Hell no. All right. Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev with Summer Rae. Man, that thing kind of cooled off. I'm only giving it like a 4.
Yeah.
Like, it was hot for a while, but I'm like, nah, maybe not. What you think, Doc? What you rating it?
5, just because these guys can still both go in the ring, but, man, they took the air out of the ball on this whole damn thing. They ought to just put Lana back with Rusev.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah. I'll make out with her.
I bet you would.
I'll take her to Applebee's.
That's a freaking date there.
Yeah.
Applebee's.
2 for 20,
go
dog. 2 for 20.
I was about to say, you going to take it in a one-on veteran, right? maybe go read a book after that.
Go to Barnes and Nobles.
Noble right after. Doc ain't got a clue what I'm talking about, but. Brother. All right. That's what Wildcat Sports does for you, man. You can do 2 for 20. Get paid enough just for 2 for 20, right, Harper?
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
She better get a water too, man.
She better get a water.
Oh yeah.
We don't want to pay $225
for
her.
Hell
no. What the hell's wrong with her? Come on in, man, dog. All right, dude. Ah, here you go. So, the New Day versus the Dudleys. Tag team match for the WWE title, WWE tag titles. I'm going to say this. Out of 1 to 10, I'm giving it a 15.
Yeah.
What you got, Harper?
I see the same. And I would think it would be kind of cool to see a third Dudley come out, wouldn't it be?
Oh, that's a good point.
Right.
What's Spike at?
Right.
I ain't heard what he's doing. I don't even know if he's still working indies.
Yeah, but that'll be badass, man.
Because if he's still, like, hanging around.
You're right. I mean, no one would expect that.
Nah, you're right. You're right. I didn't even think about that. Doc, what you think, man?
Man, I'm going to say a 9, and I got a bad feeling that the Dudleys are going to take the titles off of them.
I think at some point they will. I don't know if it's this pay-per-view, but... Let's just say this. They didn't bring back Bubba Ray and Devon to not win gold at some point. I mean, come on, man. Come on, guys, like JR said. Come on, guys. Not that difficult. All right, Ryback and Kevin Owens, singles match, WWE Intercontinental title. I got prediction wise, I think Owens wins, but I'm a 9.5 on that match, and it's all because of Kevin Owens. Doc, what you think, man?
8, and I think if I was booking the territory, Kevin Owens would win, but because I'm not, I don't think he does.
You don't see him going over?
He should.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going over, man, because he's going to make that belt worthwhile, man.
But Vince...
Yeah, he's gonna elevate that title.
Right.
Time.
At the end of the day, you got to convince Vince that Owens is somebody that... I mean, you're basically picking Owens and his body type, which I don't have a problem with, over Ryback. Convince, pull the plug on that and do it. Pull the trigger.
Yeah. I think Owens wins, but it wouldn't shock me if they kept it on Ryback. I don't know. No, I take Owens. I don't think it's anyway. Ryback.
I think 100% Owens, man. I would be beyond shocked if he doesn't win.
Yeah, unless they do some,
something
Tom stupid.
Yeah.
Something. All right, and the not last match, but the last one that we're gonna comment on, Nikki and Charlotte for the Divas title. Damn, they need to start calling it a woman's title. Jesus. I'm going like 4 on this one. And it's only because, I don't know, man. I'm not bought into it. Like, if it was Sasha and Charlotte, I'd be 10 all the way. But
yeah,
I'm going like 3 or 4 on this one. What you think, Doc?
Have you noticed that all those girls in the women's division had all their hair extensions are the same length? They need to cut
them. I'm sure that's not by accident.
Maybe all their implants need to be the same size too. I don't know. But I'm going to give this.
You sound like a woman. You really been paying attention to that? Like, oh, right. Did you notice their hair extensions are all the same length?
I mean,
who thinks about that? Is that some? I mean, like, I'd think that would come out of your wife.
Did you see her freaking highlights that she had last week? OMG.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe she was born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
Damn, Doc.
The Mississippi River swamp water has affected you two's brains. Now, let me tell you something. I don't have NXT, and I'm not some mark that has the network. So all these girls kind of look alike when their hair's all flopping around in the ring. Shit.
Oh, okay. All right. But if you say so.
But Charlotte with a 5 with the figure 8 for the win.
She's definitely going over.
Not at Nikki got the record for longest title reign.
I mean, she got the record there. Okay, now it's time to put the belt on a Charlotte.
What if Vince is like, goddamn, pal, screw this shit. I'm gonna keep it on Nikki for like the next few months.
Like 6 months.
What if he did that? Like,
she'd be like Bruno San Martino.
Dude, it'd be like, she's got it for the next year. Yeah. Oh, you wanna see him riot? Holy shit. Dude, people are going nuts then.
Nikki Bella holds it like Fabulous Moolah did from the 50s into the 80s. And she,
oh, yeah, for 40 years?
Nikki's still holding it when she's 50 years old.
Oh, Moolah had that. How long Moolah had it? For like 30 years? Some stupid number. I mean, they weren't defending it all the time at that point, but Moolah had it forever.
Yeah.
It was like some ridiculous number. Ridiculous number. Anyway, man, I ain't got no more questions, man. That's everything. I appreciate everybody who submitted them on Facebook and Twitter. Keep them coming. Like I said, make sure you submit them every week. Harper, did y'all announce y'all next card? I think I saw November, man.
Yeah, it's November 14th.
November 14th?
Yeah.
That's Saturday. Damn, I might have to go to that one since it's not on a freaking Friday.
That
I hate
happen.
When y'all book them on Fridays. God.
Because it's on Fridays. Yeah, people are getting on for work and everything, and it's kind of harder to get out there. But on a Saturday, people say, "Oh, well, LSU's playing Ole Miss or whatever." We should have another solid crowd.
Yeah, yeah, no. I don't think they announced who's gonna be there yet. So
I know the main event will be Luke versus Sicaro in a dog collar match.
Oh, I hope Carlos pummels him.
Yeah.
Just kidding, dude. Anyway, yeah, nah, that's cool. That's cool, man. Well, I might have to try to make that one. Doc, you got anything else before we get out this bitch?
Man, I did my rain dance, and it's no longer drier than grandma's pussy. It rained up here in Texas. So what do you want me to do next? You want me to make it snow?
Make it rain, dog. Make it rain.
The sponsors must love you.
Oh, yeah. They do. They do. And then sponsors, man, without the sponsors, dude, you couldn't do a show.
Hell no.
You got production costs, man. I mean, you know, it ain't easy.
Hey, you
it
know what? You don't got to tell me. I understand how business works. Shareholders is why WWE sucks every week.
You know, if they called you tomorrow and offered you a job, you'd change that tune.
Yeah.
You take that job. So I'm telling you, Doc, be careful what you say, man. If Vince get on the phone and call you, pal.
If Roger Goodell called you up and doubled your salary, you'd be running up there like a lap dog too.
I would not.
Yes, you would.
There's nothing about Roger Goodell.
Yes, you would. God damn.
If I saw, you know what? I'd take the trip up there. Just, you know what I'd do? I'd go, hey, Roger, put your hand up. Huh? What are you talking about? Put your hand up.
What are you going to do?
What are you talking about?
Are you going to gig him?
I want you to put your hand up because I'm about to slap the fuck out of you as hard as I can.
That's real nice.
All the sponsors must love you. Yeah, really.
I'm telling you, that's what I would do. Hey, we got a lot of Patriots fans that listen to this show because I get tweets from like people from up in the Northeast, and man, they're right there with me. They can't stand that sucker. That dude is the Antichrist. He has destroyed the greatest league that there is.
And you would pick up the phone and take a job from him in a second. And they
wouldn't do it.
Shit.
Wouldn't do it. And if I did, I'd do it to use him, infiltrate him. I'd be the enemy. Only way. No other way. I'm telling you, man. Book that. You can book. You want to book a territory? I'd destroy the NFL.
All this no-selling the NFL will change if y'all get on a hot streak and are all of a sudden like 10-3 in December.
Dude, I mean, I watched the Saints game Sunday, but I ain't going to sit down and watch the rest of it. I ain't watching the rest of that bull crap. It's a work. Man, if I want to do that, I'm going to go to the local indie show.
They stomp when they punch.
Yeah, man, hell. Shit. Come on, man. It's not that difficult. All right, nah, fans. So we appreciate y'all tuning in as usual. You know, Harper, we're going to bring you back on. I think I just lost him again for like the 12th time. Doc, I guess you're back now. I mean,
We'll see. I ain't making no promises.
Okay, all right. So we'll keep Harper in the back pocket in case we got to bring him back, just in case. But anyway, fans, thanks again. Remember, always send us the Twitter questions, send us everything on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at BTT_podcast. Mine is at Mike504Saints. Facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. You can hook us up, give us a like there. Harper came back, so he keeps fading out on
Yeah,
Saturday
man.
Night.
I just keep on doing this. Last time I didn't do that.
He's like a heroin addict. He keeps nodding out and shit.
Anyway, but for Mike, Doc, and Harper tonight, we got one thing, as we always say, book it.